Good evening and welcome to the San Antonio Water Company Board of Directors meeting for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022 at 5 o'clock. Mr. Velzo will be doing this pledge of allegiance.
Please rise, have your hand over your heart, touch the middle of your chest. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any recognitions and or presentations?
Staff has none.
Okay. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Again, also staff has none.
I may have one as a delivery in business line in regards to your guest house.
Touch the red button, or is it mine?
I have one. I don't know if it goes under new business or it's a subject for conversation now. There would be in regards to the proposed gas card.
Per our discussions yesterday, I think that would be better under 6B.
Okay. And thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
My proposal would be that no action be taken and I just be presented and discussed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any shareholder or public testimony? There being none, go to agenda item 4A.
Make a motion.
Rudy, well, I'd like to
pull something.
Make a motion, but I'd like to amend the minutes.
Okay.
Is that our?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. So, the first page of the minutes for the last board meeting, it needs to be under the PVPA, Representative Report. It says around 900 acre property for PVPA. Can I make a motion to approve the consent calendar just with that correction to the minutes?
How much? How many acres was it?
Dropping from 900 to 600 acres.
600. Yeah.
Okay, paragraph 5A, correction to 600?
Exactly.
900
to 600.
900 to 600.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
So moved.
Martha, second.
Vote. Is it, you guys see it?
Yes.
And Bocock gave me a thumbs up. Oh, we'll do it, huh?
Yeah.
I still need Katie's. It didn't take yours. Will's. It didn't take yours.
Lock it.
Yeah, you gotta push it and lock it. Okay. Stops. Looks like yours was entered. There we go. Unanimous.
Ooh, look at that.
Passes unanimous. Okay. So we're going to move on to agenda item 4A.
Actually,
5A. 4B.
5A.
5A. You can consent calendar is done.
Oh, we did the whole consent. Yeah, I'm sorry. 5A.
That's me. So. PVPA met and it was mostly routine in nature. They talked about the 200-foot weed abatement on that 600-acre property. The first 100 feet is no problem. It's been cleared in the past. City of Pomona is going to do that work. The additional 100 feet, though, they hired a consultant because Fish and Wildlife is concerned about the river Sidium sagebrush. So they hired a consultant that's a specialist in that. And then they hired a company as well that will work with that consultant to clear about 50% of the brush in that second 100 feet. So.
That has to be one of them. So you have two bureaucracies fighting each over.
Yeah.
So who's the overruling party? Wouldn't the forestry overrule them?
Fish and Wildlife overrules County of Los Angeles because they
State
want
State Department?
Full 200 feet of clearance. What they're going to do is only 100 foot of clearance, and then the second 100 foot is 50% clearance.
Okay.
And you're leaving the important habitat.
So the state overrules the county?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, thank you, Katie. All right, B, Six Basins.
We don't have our representative for Six Basins here tonight due to an illness, but if anyone else attended the meeting, I'd be open to comments. I did not touch bases with her regarding how the meeting went. So, no news is good news, I would assume.
Okay. Fire C, Chino Basin report.
Chino Basin report is pretty benign. We have a budget for next year. We're went dark in July for the most part, and there's really been no activity that I can think of in the past 4 weeks. So,
except for legal filings.
Well, I don't discuss. We'd be here for hours if I discussed those. So that's really it for Chino Basin. There's really nothing to report.
Okay, we move on to 5D, Cucamonga Basin report.
Also, nothing to report that isn't already in the board package. Under the update section, we met, we discussed the contract for our hydrogeologist, and we are releasing the hounds, so to speak, to have them start working on a groundwater model. And we are having them focus on quantity issues, not quality issues. At some point in the future, the model will be to a point where we can actually start looking at the quality of the groundwater and where movement of the nitrates and other contaminants are and what they might possibly do. But right now it's focused on quantity. So that's the intent moving forward.
Thank you. By that, Planning Resources and Operation Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee went over a number of smaller issues, just updates. The biggest one is in your package, which is the Glendale realignment, a couple of small pipes, putting in one big pipe, and moving out of people's yards. So that'll be covered under the manager's report tonight. End of report.
Thank you. Now we move on to agenda item number 6. A.
As Director Elliott mentioned, we have in front of us a proposal to do design work, engineering work for the Glendale Road Pipeline Project. This is a relatively small pipeline replacement project that's going to clean up the system on Glendale Road, eliminate two pipelines, replace them with one, get it properly sized, and get connections all associated with that onto one pipeline. We issued requests for proposals to 5 firms. We received responses from 4 firms. I did check with the 5th firm, and they said that they just don't win design contracts. They're primarily a study and planning firm, and so they don't propose on design firms, at least with us, which is understandable. And of the firms, the PROC reviewed, and they felt that Ardura was the most responsive firm to the proposal, and they recommended to the board, it was a unanimous recommendation that we move forward with the contract with Ardura. Between the PROC and now, I spoke with Ardura to review their proposal and see if we couldn't tighten the numbers up. They had proposed a full-time inspector for 4 weeks, and on a project like this, I didn't think it was necessary. So we reduced that proposal down to half, full-time inspector for 2 weeks. The assumption behind that is that we get a contractor that actually knows the area, knows the material they're dealing with, and will know how to handle that. Pretty safe bet. I'm planning on issuing the contract design bidding process to just select contractors that know us. And so I'm not looking to open bid that and get somebody from Sacramento that doesn't have an understanding of our alluvial plain issues. So we should be able to get away with this. Very confident that we will stay within budget of the $70,023 proposal. And I'm recommending that we authorize tonight an award of contract to Ardura for the design and construction services of the Glendale Road Pipeline. Open to questions, comments, anything?
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
Okay, so moved and second, and we'll go to a vote.
Bill.
Oh, yeah.
You did a lock.
Those waivers change colors.
Thank you.
And that passes unanimous.
By the way, good idea to go back out and work on that. That's a pretty smart idea. When you can look at manpower hours and find ways to reduce the cost. Kudos.
6B, Brian.
So this is, my annual review occurs in September, where my annual, I started in September, so every September we do a review. anniversary. That's the word I'm thinking of. Thank you. We typically do a yearly review, and this year I thought I'd try and hit you up early in July to give you some chance to think about it and how you would like to conduct the review this year. Look, you know, it is up to you. It is your review of me and my performance over the last year, and a chance to give me instructions for next year and what you would like me to focus on and going forward, and hopefully we can accomplish all the tasks you provide me. So looking forward to it. I know that Director Goss has, I believe, provided bullet points on an issue that she would like to bring up to the board for the board's consideration. She shared those bullet points with me yesterday, and I'm very appreciative of her efforts and the board's efforts in the review of that, regardless of the end result. And I could put my engineering cap on and quibble about some numbers, but for the most part, the bottom line is that, yeah, my transportation costs have increased this year, so because of things way beyond our control. So with that, I will turn it back over to the board and let you discuss how you would like to move forward, if you would like to move forward. Hopefully you would.
Discuss how we're going to do the review. Is that what he's saying? How we're going to do the review? Mm-hmm. Is that the discussion?
Yeah.
Yes. I prefer that you run around the building 40 times we time you. You could break the record.
What's the record? I'd like to know the record.
I hold the record right now. But I was being chased.
Got it.
It's a little different way of doing it.
Well, what bless you.
Doesn't happen.
I would be fine in doing kind of what we did last year. We had a questionnaire. All the board members wrote down what they would like to see. And then we had a meeting and kind of glommed them all together and picked the most important ones and shipped them off to Brian.
The questionnaire was provided to us by who provided that questionnaire?
Last year I was the spokesman. I was the hub of the wheel. Communicated with everybody. Everybody communicated back with me. I aggregated it and shared it with the entire board for the full board discussion.
No, I
worked last year. I don't see why I wouldn't work this year.
I suggest we take the administrative committee chairman, put in charge of doing that project, and report to us.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's the administrative chairman?
Martha.
AFC. That's Martha.
All right, Martha. Kudos to Martha. Turn your phone off when you do it.
Okay, second.
Second.
Do we want to do a vote?
That doesn't matter. Just
direction. It's just direction.
It's just direction? Correct. Don't do it then.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. We do have a closed session item.
We do have one closed session item.
We do. Comments with legal counsel. Anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of section 54956-9, one potential case. We're going to recess with the PT Alder room.
Perfect. Thank you. We're back to full office staff, assuming Terry recovers. Terry got COVID, by the way. You have it, Tiffany. Tiffany's our new front office staff.
Okay, we're back from closed session. There's nothing to report. We can go to agenda item number 8, director's comments, and anything, any future items to be placed on the agenda.
Just the consideration for the gas card for Brian, and I got on the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second.
Are you getting, what are we?
Discussion.
Oh, we have to discuss it now, or are we going to run to the committee?
The next agenda. We can't.
So it should go to the personnel committee.
Yeah. Does it go to personnel committee? And then come back to us?
Come to us in the next meeting.
That seems reasonable. Put it on the AFC for next week. Kelly, if we can add that. Haven't issued the agenda yet. So.
Correct.
Martha, do you want to trade that off with somebody? Or?
Sure.
I have my own committee. I'm happy.
Don't worry. He's happy.
Yeah, I just have one comment. Assembly member Chris Holden is having his block party. And they're honoring 2020 and 2022 Women of Distinction. And one of your board members was a 2020 Woman of Distinction.
Congratulations. That's going to be you.
Usually I don't didn't get honored in 2020 because the ceremony was supposed to be March, I don't know, 20 something, you know, 2020. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yes, congratulations. I received a notice of that.
Yeah. Are you going?
It depends if I get the IPIC Theater after that.
I think they're shutting the 210.
Yeah, they're shutting it down for a whole week, so I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It'll do something here at the City Hall.
So it might be a long commute. It'd be good to see you guys. Maybe go. Maybe
anybody else?
I move to adjourn.
Great meeting is adjourned. The next scheduled board meeting will be held on Tuesday, August 16th, 2022 at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have the Bob Cable Man of Distinction Award.
Never going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Never going to happen.